cuts would be one of them. Losing your rank and file, maybe another one. Just a readjustment of their cost structure. Right now, they're estimating that they spend over $600 million more than their competitors on labor costs. So they're going to need to revisit how they kind of become more efficient.
Right. Now, they have debts, so if I'm one of their creditors, I sell them jet fuel. I sell them chips for their snack packages. Where do I stand in line now as they work through the Chapter 11 process?
I think you're in pretty good shape. American Airlines intends to reorganize. That's what it's been announcing since day one. It filed a bankruptcy to reorganize and transition smoothly into bankruptcy. There have been many successful cases, many airlines that have done that successfully, and intends to follow their prior experiences. Just for immediate vendors, they should know American Airlines has $4 billion in cash. It's not like it can't meet its immediate demand to suppliers or vendors. It just needs a little bit more time to work out the higher cost structure that they have.
All right. Now, from your perspective, you're the professional in this, the legal analyst. What are the potential pitfalls for AMR as they work through Chapter 11?
Because there have been very many successful bankruptcies in the last decade, United, U.S. Airways, Delta, Northwest, I think that American can build on the prior experiences that those airlines have done. The cost of a restructuring is always going to be a problem. It's an expensive process. It behooves all parties and creditors and parties in interest to work with the debtor so they can come up with a joint plan at the end. The quicker they can do that, the quicker it could exit bankruptcy and stop paying the restructuring costs, legal expenses of being in bankruptcy.